Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to another article from the same issue of the Pioneer Press. This is the Working Strategies column, titled, Five Paths to Alternative Income Sources, by Amy Lindgren. In last week's column, I wrote about multiple streams of income, the concept of earning money from more than one source, rather than relying on a single full-time job. That resulted in questions from readers. Could I be more specific about some of the money-earning ideas? Indeed, I can. Following are five categories of income-producing activities. Most of these can be conducted in addition to a full-time job if you are currently employed, or in combinations that can replace full-time employment if managed well. Number one, seasonal work. First, remember that every day is part of someone's season. Tax preparers are busy in early spring. Landscapers work crazy hours all summer, retailers gear up in the fall, and winter road crews burn the midnight oil clearing snow or laying asphalt, depending on their location. Decide which season you want to work and what you might do, then simply contact likely employers. For best success, reach out 1 or 2 months before the season begins. Number two, part-time jobs. As year-round positions that take anywhere from 4 hours a week to 30, part-time jobs can be the linchpin for a multiple stream of income lifestyle. Look for something close to home with a schedule that won't interfere with other pursuits. Part-time positions can be white, blue, or pink collar, not to mention whatever collar we call health care. Number three, selling things. Whether you make these products, distribute them for someone else, or repurpose scavenged items, this concept is age-old and simple. Charge more than you're spending on materials and pay attention to sales tax. If you keep your overhead low, you'll make money. And if you're enjoying yourself, you won't be inclined to use hourly wage as your measure of success, which is good because that number rarely comes out well. Number four. Earning interest on something, investing. The interest could be rental income reaped from your investment in a property or even your spare bedroom. More commonly, investment refers to income derived by financial products. However you slice it, investment is a tricky way to earn money. But if you risk no more than you can afford to lose, it can make a nice addition to your overall income. Side gigs. Everyone has something they can do on the side. What's your gig? It could be setting up websites, cleaning houses, DJing weddings, walking dogs. Try different gigs to see what flies the best. Then see how far you can take it. As a final note on this subject, I want to add my take on current labor market statistics, which can weigh heavily on job seekers' minds. We have the ability to parse numbers as never before, but we struggle to interpret them. The numbers that have my attention right now are those tracking underemployment and labor market participation. In both cases, the data seem to present a worrying trend. Too many people who want a full-time job but are working only part-time, and too many people who have dropped out of the labor force discouraged in their search for work. While not wishing to disregard the realities of underemployment nor of discouraged job seekers, I'd like to present another aspect to the puzzle. My daily contact with clients, readers, and workshop participants has given me a front row seat for 3 decades to this reality. Not everything is measurable, and not everyone really wants a full-time job. I've got files full of job seekers who would answer yes to a survey asking, "Do you want full-time work?" And yet they tell me in private that part-time is fine. They can stretch their finances, and they want to spend more time on family issues or creative pursuits. These folks will always look underemployed on the official surveys. Likewise, I've got more files full of job seekers who have seemingly dropped out of the labor force, but who are working cash jobs and side gigs. Others have started sole proprietorships, a surprisingly effective way of becoming invisible on nearly every method of counting labor. While some of these folks are discouraged, most are simply building new lives. Not many tell me they would return to their former lifestyles, even in pursuit of a steady paycheck. We most certainly have problems to solve when it comes to employment, not to mention financial security for older generations. But until we do solve them, you still have to live your life. My advice is to decide what you actually want rather than what you think you should want. Then, ignore the statistics and move forward. We have work opportunities right now that are unique in the history of the world. Don't waste this wonderful time by looking backwards. That concludes the Working Strategies column from the October 19th issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, titled "Five Paths to Alternative Income Sources" by Amy Lindgren. I'm Ann Obst.